must have been something I said. Anyway, as far as again, when we were talking about when you're buying stuff, don't just buy stuff for the sake of buying stuff. You know, just because some guy said something, again, do the research. And don't just look at the research that they're showing you. Look, I'm going to give you a perfect example. I've said this many a time. You can go on PubMed and there are about, I forget how many thousands of studies there are out there on different things. And a screen protector. Yeah, the screen protector I was talking about was in regard to my monitor. I got a flashing light at one of my computers. I just put some Teflon tape over and blocked the signal. Again, I wear a Faraday mesh over my head, and I wear a deflector material underneath my shirt to block myself from getting popped with a frequency, if that's what you mean. Basically, it's an RF sheet blocker that I wear. But I don't have any screen in front of my monitor, nothing like that, no. In regard to, again, you know, the perspective of studies, they're only as good as if they work, and if they're real. So again, I always tell everybody, forget Google. Google is not going to be the solution for a lot of these things, because Google is not going to give you anything. The first probably 100 pages in Google is going to be nothing but marketing. Just keep that in mind. You know, and if you got a high profile, that's because you're making a lot of money, and it's costing you a lot of money to be on those top 100 pages. So, you know, be aware of that as well. Like I said, just because somebody's got a big name in this industry doesn't mean they're somebody to follow. Now, I found that all the ones that have the highest or biggest profiles in this industry are the biggest BSers going. So just, again, be aware of that and don't allow yourself to be subjected to being deceived or played with. Right, we lost some time, and that's okay. Again, we're talking about support. Support the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. It's important that you support these networks so we keep these shows going and flowing. Again, give them what you can. Help them any way you can. Give them a call and see what you can do for them. You got byebyebluesky.com. Again, I always say the same thing. You know, here's a gal that's out there putting it out in regard to the truth, putting it out in regard to the displays. She's putting on the billboards and letting people know what's going on. Again, when we're talking, you know, ask what not your activists can do for you, but ask what you can do for the activists. This will form a perfect union, and activities can occur and things can get done. So support byebyebluesky.com. You got me down here at 519-977-5351 or independs@yahoo.com. Again, go to my website at augmentandforce.com. There you will find a catalog link. In that catalog link, you'll have the bucket. You'll have the repellers. You'll have the anti-nano triangles. You'll have the thumb drive with all the library of information that's on there. You'll have the three books on DVD, separate or together. You'll have the old-fashioned remedies. You'll have the ability to have a consultation if you need one with me. So again, check it out. Give me a shout. Again, 519-977-5351 or independs@yahoo.com. Okay, we are always, you know, doing what we can to keep you informed. As the weeks go by, I will talk to you more and more about the nano and how it actually works, how it actually infiltrates your body, how it actually starts to assemble, how it does things to you and causes all kinds of damage. And if you don't catch it, it can be irreparable. So again, this is why it's important that when you're looking at things on nanotechnology, nanobiology, synthetic biology, artificial intelligence, I am going to exhort you very strongly to pay attention to artificial intelligence and the blockchain. You need to really be focused on what is going on there, because this basically is going to be the undermining of all the currencies. Everybody's investing in it. You're getting a high rate of return. And it was the artificial intelligence that made the currencies. So you might have to really wonder what's going on there. And when a robot or a machine, a non-living device, a programmed algorithm, gets a citizenship in two countries, What is that saying? What is that saying? It's saying that we've lost our minds to give a bunch of bucket of bolts and wires and circuits a citizen. Can you imagine if your car says, hey, I want to be a citizen of the United States of America. Oh, I want to be a citizen of Canada. Your car. Because that's what's going to come down to, that the intelligence, which is going to be all patentable. If your car has a computer in it or has an AI running it, you know, the cars driving by themselves, and they're doing that now, your vehicle will be property of the country, or could essentially be a citizen of the country. This is how stupid and ridiculous this is becoming. You're being phased out. When we're looking at some of the stupid things going on, this is some of the things you need to pay attention to. And you need to be paying attention to some of these things like Bitcoin and other things. I'm not saying to invest in them, but you need to be aware of what's going on and what is driving these things. You know, and what and how this can be a tool of embezzlement if you really look at it. So be careful with it. Do your research if you are going to play with that kind of stuff. But obviously, know where it's stemming from. This is all AI, created. This is currency for artificial intelligence. Oh, we're already done. All right, listen. Thanks for having me back. I was glad to be back. I'm glad. Hopefully, we got something out there today that you got something out of. So we'll see you next week. Hopefully, we'll be better organized and more ready to go. All right, thanks for tuning in. Again, help each other figure out some solutions. Take care.